They have a deep appreciation of the Good Friday Agreement and the fact that it is an international document, that it was lodged at the United Nations. And the article in the treaty, point 3.5, tells the EU that they can't do anything that is going to damage an international law or an international treaty. When Article 50 is triggered, first thing that's going to happen is that this Parliament, the European Parliament, is going to establish its position. And what we want to see included is no borders in Ireland, that the Good Friday Agreement is upheld, and special status, special protocol, the particular circumstances of the North, that is reflected in the withdrawal agreement.
As well as the EU's commitment and involvement in the Good Friday Agreement and the peace process over the years, there is also the practical issue that a very, very large proportion of people resident in Northern Ireland carry Irish passports, which makes them citizens of Europe. And that's a practical issue that you're also raising in these ongoing discussions.
Yes, without doubt. Senator Niall O'Donoghue presented, and the chair of the Constitutional Affairs Committee was his Irish passport. And at the top of it, it's written on it, the European Union. And Pat Doherty, MP, went through the whole process of the Good Friday Agreement, the agreements that had been made, what happened in the lead up into it. And we have said to the officials here and to the MEPs that we're working with, that the European Union has to reach out to the 1.3, because out of the 1.5, there are 1.3 million people in the North who are entitled to be Irish passport holders. And we know that whilst not everyone has an Irish passport, but we know thousands more people have applied for Irish passports in the North of Ireland, even from the Protestant Unionist Loyalist community. There are people that would not have had an Irish passport in the past in their home are now carrying it around in their pockets. And that affords us rights. We are entitled to rights and citizenship, and the EU needs to take account of that. And all of that is tied in with the Good Friday Agreement. But as we have said to them, the people of Ireland, both North and South, voted for the Good Friday Agreement, over 90% in the South of Ireland and over 70% in the North of Ireland. And as Republicans, we did so on the basis that the 1920 Act, that Britain's claim to the North of Ireland was removed from the statute book, and Article 2 and 3, which was a hard one for Republicans, was taken off the Constitution in the South. But the principle of consent was inserted. And we were promised that there would be no change to the constitutional position of the North unless the people consented to it. The people of the North of Ireland did not consent to this wreckage being imposed upon them by an English government, a Conservative administration. And let us not forget, we are only out of an election in the North of Ireland. And in the constituencies that the Conservatives stood, they got so few votes that they didn't even get their deposit returned. So we are trying to ensure that the Irish government speaks up for and is a co-guarantor of the Good Friday Agreement for the people in the North of Ireland. And we are EU citizens by virtue of the Good Friday Agreement because we have Irish passports, and there are 3.5 billion going to be lost. The implications of a hard border in Ireland for the Good Friday Agreement and for the people of Ireland, North, South, East and West. Brexit is going to be the worst thing to have happened to Ireland, the 32 counties of Ireland, since partition.